That's Phil in Whitney. Meanwhile, I've also been speaking to a medical student in Gaza. Just a few weeks ago, he was working right here in Oxford. Mohammed Al-Habil has been working at the JR and the Churchill across the summer, and he's now in Gaza. And I asked him what it's like over there.
I live in the south of Gaza Strip. Now it's been 3 weeks now, and I'm just getting more and more depressed, worried and concerned about myself, my family. I don't know where to start. It's hard to convey the gravity. It was just yesterday that I received heartbreaking news. One of my colleagues in my medical school lost her entire family. Her dad is also a doctor. And just yesterday as well, another colleague from another medical school here in Gaza, he lost his life. No electricity for more than 2 weeks. No enough water, tap salt water, and also potable.
Did you say you're boiling salt water to drink?
Yeah, it is. Sometimes, actually, there's a shortage for potable water. It's really a bit shortage.
You know, you only left Oxfordshire last month. I don't know whether it feels even stranger to you as someone who's come back and forth between the two places as opposed to someone who's there in Gaza all the time. I mean, it just must sort of feel unreal that you were at the JR or at the Churchill last month.
Yeah, it's different. When I came back, just told my friends, like, we need about 10 years to reach the advancement that is in the UK. And now, look, the healthcare system is totally collapsed and supplies are complete shortage. And now with all this situation, it's more and more collapsed. Like, it's so devastating and terrible. It's really insane what's happening now in Gaza.
And so are you able to work? I mean, you're a med student. Are you able to continue to work in hospitals? Are you doing what you can outside of that? What's going on?
Actually, I have 1 year left. Everything's now stopped. Like, no one can even safely access the hospital because the bombings are happening everywhere. No one is safe. My neighbor has been bombed multiple times, just 2 or 3 minutes away from my place. The main hospital have been bombed, been completely wiped out.
And what is needed, if people are listening to this here, what do you need in Gaza right now to help your situation?
What we really need is that people to put more pressure on their governments, because to what I see, like, all the governments in the world are up with their arms for Israel, and no one's really looking at what's the massacres, the atrocities that we're witnessing now in Gaza day in, day out. So what we really want is more pressure in the governments just to stop this genocide. It's really beyond belief. And for medical aids, for fuel, just to get in, hospitals can't run without fuel. Even there are generators, they can't work because of fuel. Many hospitals are just stopped. They can't deal with injuries. They can't operate on patients. So it's really insane. So that's what needed.
I know that, you know, medics face really difficult, sometimes horrifying situations on a daily basis. Do you think that helps you in this situation in terms of you being able to carry on and do what you can?
Sure. The last part, just the internet, it's really bad. This part of the suffer as well.
That's okay. I was just saying, do you think maybe as a medic you are, you know, able in some way to sort of lock that natural human reaction away? And is that helping you at all? Or are you just as concerned and scared as everybody else?
Yeah, I'm totally concerned and worried. Like, just problems. I'm just saying, just problems are happening in my neighborhood. My grandparents have their house partially destroyed, and I can't get bread. We are queuing for bread. We're queuing for water. And just these places that I wear just yesterday got bombed today. So it's totally unsafe. I could have been there. I can't get out of my house safe. And it's just insane and beyond belief. So mad.
I know, a hard line there at some points to listen to, but, you know, he's right in the middle of Gaza, trapped in his house, Mohammed Al-Habil. That was him speaking to me on Friday, just a few weeks after finishing his placement at the hospitals in Oxford. The latest is that more Israeli tanks and troops have entered Gaza overnight, with reports of heavy shelling near a key hospital in Gaza City. Doctors say they've been told by Israel to evacuate the Al-Quds hospital, but the Palestinian Red Crescent says that's impossible because there's hundreds of patients being treated there, including babies in incubators and people in intensive care that they couldn't move. Why Davies has sent this report from Jerusalem.
They're thought to